All right, let's get right to it. By the way, Adam Carter in for Chad. Chad had to take the day off today. Happy to be here, especially with the big news. So let's get right to it. As we heard all morning long and just in the news there, Governor Walz signing an executive order that directs the DNR and the Minnesota PCA to stop new environmental reviews, permitting, and leasing work for non-ferrous mining projects up near the Boundary Waters. Let's get our guy Tom Hauser right in here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Tom, thanks for the time. Has this been anticipated that he was going to do something like this? Had you heard that this was in the works?
Yes, it was anticipated as soon as Congress passed the law. And you may recall, even earlier than that, April of 25, I think it was, President Trump had a similar executive order that was eventually codified by Congress. And we knew all along that the state could step in and put in a roadblock. I know, and you could hear that little bit of sound from Governor Walz in your open about the fight for the future of the Boundary Waters is over. It's not nearly over.
Right.
It's been, as you know, been going on for decades, and it will go on decades more, depending on, of course, who our next governor is. Another governor, a Republican, say, for instance, could come in and reverse what Governor Walz just did. But it was already looking at a years-long process at a minimum, and now this just delays it even further.
That's what I was going to ask you. Essentially, this is just more delay tactics, and the governor's smarter than that. He obviously knows that this isn't the end of the discussion at all. So merely more wrenches in the cogs, so to speak.
Absolutely. And even if the governor had not taken this step, and by the way, the important thing about his step is the federal law requires that the state give its approval and participate in the environmental impacts. And if the state does not give its approval and does not even participate in that, the project mining up there can't go on. So it is, but even if the governor had not taken this step, we were looking at a decade, maybe more, before there was going to be any even start of mining up in that area.
The blowback is obvious from the usual people, but this is mining is bipartisan, especially for the DFLers who represent that area, and they were quick to rebuke this move today, too.
Yeah, because you've got two sides of this. It's not necessarily just Republican versus Democrat. It's people who want to protect the environment. It's people who think it means jobs and it helps the economy. And sometimes those people can be in each party.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got Republicans who want to protect the environment and help the economy. And the same thing with Democrats. It's just a question of how do you do that?
You mentioned the next governor, what the next governor may do. And that raises a very difficult question for Amy Klobuchar. She's kind of remained mum on it so far. She was on with Kathy Werza this morning when the news broke, and she said she'd have to look into it. It kind of puts her in a tough spot, does it not?
Yeah, it does. On the other hand, maybe not so difficult, given it was a Republican Congress and a Republican president who have been pushing for this. And it has a lot to do with the economy, especially in that important 8th congressional district. It's an important part of the electorate for both Democrats and Republicans. So nothing is really easy on this issue. But for Democrats, for the majority of Democrats, it's not difficult to say we want to protect the areas that are most directly close to the Boundary Waters.
You mentioned the further delay. I would imagine that there'll be lawsuits as a result of this. Are we already seeing that happening, or what can we anticipate to be the next steps from the people who oppose this move?
Yeah, there could be lawsuits, but again, those could take years.
Right.
It's an executive order from the governor. Those are not easy to overturn. You've seen President Trump issue multiple executive orders. Some have been challenged and the challengers have won. Others have languished in the courts. It's hard to say where this will go, but no matter what happens, there is not going to be mining in the areas that they're talking about for many years to come.
Talking to Tom Hauser, he's on the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline from KSTP Channel 5. For folks like me who feel like this type of governance isn't really what's intended, where whether it's the president or in this case now the governor essentially doing end-arounds of the legislative process to make these executive orders, am I right to feel wrong about that, or is this simply something that the governor says, look, I've got legal right to do this, therefore I think this is an important enough issue to do that?
Well, I think he looks at it as the president and Congress doing an end around the state of Minnesota by passing this law and the president's previous executive order to begin with that kind of started this whole process. So it is within his right to do it. Did he need to do it? Not necessarily in terms of, you know, the state still has, they could do their environmental review and then say, because of the results of this review, say no, and then it wouldn't happen anyway. But this just further delays that process because now the state review really can't even happen.
There's been many accusations, primarily from the right, that this is Governor Walz, whose time is almost over, and that he's a lame duck, and this is simply a political move just to thumb his nose at the Trump administration and those who want mining. Are they wrong?
Probably, because this is a step the governor would have taken if it was the fourth year of his first term. If he felt that the Republican Congress and the Republican president were doing something that he believes most Minnesotans are opposed to, whether that's right or wrong, I don't know. I do know we may add this to our next survey about where do people stand. It's been a while since we've surveyed opinion on mining, but that may be something that we will do to get an idea of where Minnesotans stand on this. Again, the environmentalists versus those who think this would be a big boost to the economy in northern Minnesota.
Annie Malort, where you are right now? Are you in driving distance of a Chicago handshake, a Malort, and an old style?
No, I'm on my way into the station. I will give you a little preview of what we got coming up at 6.
Yes.
We do have our first general election survey since the primaries. Now, you know, on the primary election results, especially on the Flanagan-Craig thing that we had as a dead heat, and it ended up being Flanagan by 20, which really nobody saw coming. And primaries are notoriously difficult to survey. Survey USA has a pretty good track record on general elections where it's not a question of trying to drill down to who's going to actually show up for a primary and are they going to vote in the Democratic or the Republican primary. This is more straightforward, and we will have our results tonight in the governor's race, the Senate race, and the attorney general's race. And I can tell you, two of the three really couldn't get much closer. One of them is not. Can't tell you any more than that, but we'll...
Come on. Just spill the beans. Nobody's listening. Just give the numbers right now.
And then we'll have our first results tomorrow in the state auditors and secretary of state races, because as you know, Republicans haven't won any of these statewide races in 20 years.
Yep.
And this year, so far, in 4 out of the 5, they've got a they've got an even chance at this point. Now, again, this is a snapshot. These polls are not predictions. They just tell you where things stand at any given time. And right now, they're in the hunt.
Let me just say, before I let you go, on that note, because we heard it after last week, where you were right, the polls showed Angie Craig and Peggy Flanagan neck and neck, but it was a blowout. And for the people who say, you can't trust these polls, these polls are way off and they continue to be, what's your defense of that?
Well, and polling is getting more and more difficult because not as many people use landlines, which was an easy way to get a hold of people. Now you have to get them on their tablets and their phones. And I know a lot of pollsters across the country, it's not just here, have been saying they've got to work in a way to find more older voters who often are not on their tablets or their iPhones, and it's harder to get to their landlines if they still have landlines. So they're working on that. But keep in mind, primaries are a lot more difficult, especially an open primary state. And our previous polling results have been pretty close to the actual results at the end of an election. Now, this year, again, with fewer and fewer people having landlines, could that change? Maybe. But I think you'll see some consistency in our results that show they are clearly not skewed one way or another. And you'll just have to see, and then we'll know more in early November how good the polling is. But primary polling, way different than general election polling. So we're hoping for better, more accurate snapshots in the general election.
So just repeat again, the top, so you have three of the top offices, right? That two out of the three are very close. Can you just reiterate what that is? Because we'll do a little guessing game later in the show.
Tonight we have Senate, Gov, and Attorney General. We'll have those three tonight. And two out of the three, very competitive right now. And remember, it's only August, so things are going to change. We've only begun to see the general election wave of TV ads and internet ads and everything else. So a lot of this can and will change between now and November. Plus, we haven't had any general election debates yet. Those still have an impact on people when they get to see them side by side, especially if you can get them statewide on television in prime time, which we're trying to do at Hubbard Broadcasting. And we'll see how that all pans out as this campaign season unfolds.
Excellent. Tom, thank you for jumping on with us at the start. We appreciate it, my friend.
Okay, Adam. Talk to you later.
Tom Hauser from KSTP Channel 5. We'll get to the mining issue again later. Arne Carlson, who's been extremely vocal against mining, against the Walz administration, against all lawmakers who he says have been shills for the mining companies. We'll get his reaction to what the governor did. That's coming up at 1:08. But let's stick with that. So three polls that are going to be released tonight at 6. The attorney general's race, the governor's race, and the U.S. Senate race. Hauser says two out of those three are extremely close. So which one isn't? 651-461-9226. Out of those three races, U.S. Senate, governor, and Minnesota attorney general, which of those three is not close? 651-461-9226. Your reaction? My reaction? Dave's reaction? Our guesses? That's coming up next on CCO. Do we have a theme today?
We always have a theme.
Okay, I was going to say,
on.
I thought maybe you decided to mail it in because
no.
Chad had to take the day off. You got Adam Carter here, noon to three. I'm the buffoon at noon today.
Thank you for thinking so little of me.
I'm sorry. I just figured I wouldn't care. I mean, if you want to just mail it in, go ahead.
I'm going to mail it in. No, right. No. I'm going to have a theme tomorrow too. Got a ball game.
A ball game.
I'm still
going to
have a theme.
in your mind, you'll be like, oh yeah, that's a good one.
Any idea?
Come Together.
Yep.
By the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Come Together.
Don't think about the song.
Don't think about the song.
Don't think about
the song. It's
about
the Beatles.
Instrumental moment happened with the Beatles on this day in 1962.
1962. Instrumental moment.
Kind of a musical pun there. Instrumental. See what I did there?
Uh-huh. I have no idea.
Young man named Richard Starkey.
There you go.
Played behind the boys from Liverpool, played the drums for the very first time. And I'm sure you know it. You were probably there. It was at the Royal Horticulture Society's annual dance event.
I never missed it.
Yeah.
I never missed it.
So we've got, starting with that one, we've got music from bands who have fired a drummer.
Oh.
Pete Best. See ya!
Yeah. So they had to have fired the drummer, not lost the drummer.
Said, hit the road, Jack.
Got it. So, like, Spinal Tap wouldn't be played because we know they tragically lost many of their drummers. Gardening accident, choked on somebody else's vomit. John Stumpy Peeps.
What a great bit.
I know. So these are drummers who were fired.
Yes. Right. Bands who have said, we can't do it buddy. Get out.
I like it. I like it. So we just heard Tom Hauser. My thanks to Tom Hauser from KSTP. We were talking about the big news of the day, the governor's executive order stopping new permitting for mines. We'll get into that topic more throughout the show. But Tom said was doing a little good tease for the 6 o'clock news tonight where they have new polling coming out on the top three races, the governor's race, the U.S. Senate race, and the attorney general's race, where Tom says two of the three are very close. One is not. And let's guess which one is not close. And almost everybody to a texter is saying it's the governor's race. And that is conventional wisdom would be that the governor's race at this point is not close. Although, that being said, I think Lisa Damith is going to surprise a lot of people. And I think this race certainly will get much tighter and much closer. But that the U.S. Senate race and the attorney general's race at this point are very close. I would anticipate that is probably the factor, that that is the case. What do you think?
I would be shocked if it was anything else. I just looked back at the last AG election because I knew it was close, but I forgot just how close. Ellison beat Jim Scholz, the Republican challenger,
correct,
in 2022. Do you remember how close?
Was it 2 percentage points?
Within one.
Within 1 percentage point.
50.37 for Ellison,
right.
49.53 for Scholz.
That, I mean, okay, so the dark horse could be, the shocking result could possibly be, let's say the governor's race is close, let's say the U.S. Senate race is close, and let's say Ron Schutz, who is the Republican candidate for attorney general, has a sizable lead over Keith Ellison. Would that shock you?
It would greatly surprise me.
I was going to...
It might shock me. I mean, just... Keith Ellison is a just polarizing figure in this state,
yep,
for whatever reason. He always has been since he was first running for Congress.
Correct.
And, you know, I mean, just looking at back at how close it was in 2022, and now we have all the fraud, pin as much or as little on his office as mm-hmm. you want, and that very much depends on where you sit politically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that one has to be a nail biter right now.
For sure.
And we look at the two other races, Tafoya versus Peggy Flanagan, Peggy being seen as more to the left,
mm-hmm.
Michelle being a very visible, popular person, mm-hmm. celebrity. Yeah, it certainly seems like even in a left-leaning state, more people are going to say, hey, that Michelle Tafoya, a little bit more moderate,
yeah,
perhaps, than some of the other Republicans
pro-choice
that have been running.
Yep.
I could certainly look at that versus,
absolutely,
the governor's race. It might end up close, but when you've got Big Bad Amy in there, who hasn't had
Big Bad Amy, that's going to be the new slogan. Big Bad Amy.
And I don't mean that as a slight. I just mean the way her,
correct,
elections have gone every single time. And yeah, she has not faced the best, the strongest competition Republicans,
nope,
have put up there. Lisa's probably the, if not best, right up near the best candidate she's had to face.
Probably,
sorry, it's,
yeah,
still Amy,
right,
Klobuchar in this state.
Correct.
And this state still loves Amy Klobuchar.
Yep. And somebody says, I voted in the Democratic primary to pick the weakest candidate to face Republicans. I voted for Flanagan, but will vote for Tafoya and mostly Republicans in the election. I know there probably were those people that said, I'm going to go vote because I'd like to see Michelle Tafoya, so I'm going to vote for Peggy Flanagan. That isn't the reason that she won by 20 points.
No, that would be a heck of a,
yes,
lot of Republicans.
That, and that, that did not happen, and there were too many close races on the Republican side that I don't think too many people decided to do that. But, yeah, even though Peggy Flanagan beat Angie Craig handily, I think that is a very close and will be a very close Senate race. Just texters on which race isn't close. Governor's race, not close. Favors Klobuchar. Governor's isn't close. Governor's. Somebody says, unfortunately, I think it's the Senate and AG office races that may be close, which bums me out because I don't want Attorney General, because I don't want an Attorney General to be a Republican. My guesses would be the Senate and governor's race are close. Attorney General, I have a hard time believing anybody would want Keith Ellison back in there. That's what I'm saying. That's, I'm not anticipating that it's the Attorney General's race that's close or that isn't close, but if it were, it would be surprising, not shocking, however, if the Republican candidate maybe had a sizable lead there. Hi, Adam. No question. Governor's race only, one not close. Klobuchar well ahead. My guess is that the governor's is the poll that's not close. Klobuchar with a sizable lead. Easy, Adam. Governor can be called now. I don't think he can call it now. Put Klobuchar in permanent marker as the next governor of Minnesota. She won't be able to do anything either. She'll win by a landslide. Political system cannot be fixed. Need a new system. I'm not ready to put her name in marker. I think this is going to be a much closer race than many people feel like.
Like a washable Crayola.
Yes, sure. Or erasable pens.
Yeah, that's
like
fine.
Kind of a thing. And
something
they
eraser.
Never really got rid of. Like, yeah. You could still see the pen.
You get like mark. The Mr. Clean magic eraser if you need to, but you can still get it off.
Yeah. I'm sure Amy is well ahead of Lisa at this point, but Pillow Man was way ahead of her, too. These early polls do a disservice to all the voters and candidates. I think Amy Klobuchar is probably the one that isn't close. I think she's pretty simple, so she's going to take some independents. She's certainly done that. Another text, go Lisa. I think the governor's race isn't close, but the Senate and AG will be very close. Public safety should always be the number one priority, but Republicans just don't understand that. Corporate greed and so-called personal freedom during the pandemic were more important to these radical Republicans. I think outstate and a lot of the Twin Cities have had enough of Ellison. I think Ellison will have to answer about the fraud, right or wrong, whether he could have done anything about it. Ron Schutz, there's no L there. Ron Schutz is a terrible candidate. I cannot imagine him being that far ahead. He'd make a terrible AG, and Minnesotans won't stand for it. I don't know enough about Ron Schutz. Excuse me. Yes, somebody says to pronounce Schutz. I apologize. I don't know enough about Ron Schutz. Obviously, I mispronounced his name, so I need to get in there and delve into what he's all about. Mike Lindell, write in, somebody says. That's going to be the shock. Mike Lindell still somehow will be way ahead in the polls. Because people can't get enough.
Coming in at 70% of the vote.
I'm right here. All right. Ask Adam anything. I was going to be here anyway, so why change up a good thing? And you know what? Since I'm actually controlling the questions for Ask Adam Anything, we might get to your question
today.
What a concept.
Whoa.
So let's go.
Still late, however.
Well, it's still late. Well, you know, I just don't know how many people really want have really questions for me. I'm not that interested.
You're very popular.
Or am I? 651-461-9226. I want calls. I want texts. You want to use the voice message system on the Odyssey app? Go for it. It's Ask Adam Anything with Adam Carter. Asking Adam Carter questions. Come stay for the fun next on CCO. All right, here we go. I am not Chad Harmon. I'm Adam Carter, and I will be facilitating Ask Adam Anything. Adam, are you ready for the questions? Yes, Adam, I am. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here, and my God, you look gorgeous today. You smell great, and you are a handsome man. Well, thank you very much. I so appreciate that. By the way, Adam, it's Twins Ticket Tuesday today, so before the show ends, we'll be giving away Twins tickets.
Give the details on that quick, if you wouldn't mind.
Yes. Dave, please.
Yeah, well, it's presented by Luther Key of Bloomington, as
Love
we
Luther
note.
Key.
LutherKeyofBloomington.com.
I just saw Jason with a sedan talking about the sedan life. I love a good sedan.
Is that a life? I didn't know sedan life was a life.
I think, yeah. It's okay. Not as popular as it used to be, but I think there's still a place for a good sedan.
Okay. That's fair. That's fine. Anyway, four pack of tickets we're doing today. Friday, August 28th would be the ball game. Happens to be the Twins host, a little division rival, Chicago White Sox. Could
That's
be some
the
stuff
surprising
the
Chicago White
Absolutely.
Sox.
Absolutely. It's also Yacht Rock okay. night at Target Field featuring right. live Yacht Rock music. And, of course, because it's the Friday, you get the $2 beers, the $2 dogs, the $2 snacks. So listen for the thing. Be the third caller when you hear it, and we'll send you over there with four tickets. Right. Or else, Windering Jason, or else just go to twins.com/tickets and get them yourself.
Are we over Yacht Rock?
I've never been in.
Oh, really? See, I liked Yacht Rock. I grew up, the group of friends I had, we always had an affinity for those songs. And then it became huge, like Yacht Rock.
Okay.
And it finally kind of got recognized. And then I feel like we've kind of beat it into the ground.
I don't think we're quite over it yet. I was at Treasure Island on July 3rd. They always do a big outdoor block party
sure.
thing.
Yep.
Live music, usually some sort of cover band, something mm-hmm. like that. And this year, the cover band was Yachtly Crew, bringing you all the Yacht Rock hits. And believe me, the people were going nuts.
Now, did they, okay. So they didn't do like Motley Crue songs in yacht rock style.
That's what
that
I
would
thought
be,
it was going to
be. Fairly creative.
I would enjoy that for like two tunes. Be like, I think I'm
girls,
good.
Girls, girls, girls. Like Michael McDonald singing. On the Sunset Strip. Girls, girls, girls. Now I've got an idea for a band.
Yes, exactly. Yachtly no, crew. It was. Yeah, although they did close, I want to say with an. Oh, like a Black Sabbath or Ozzy tune. I can't remember what it was, but it was some, you know, something actually heavy metal something, but it was mostly they stuck to your Steely Dan and your, you know.
So Twin Stick of Tuesday coming up, Yacht Rock Day. So let's get to the questions here for Ask Adam Anything, and please be a part of this. 651-461-9226. I'll just go right from the start. Adam, would you write in Mike Lindell? I would not write in Mike Lindell for Dog Catcher. That's the go-to, and I wouldn't vote for that guy for Dog Catcher. I don't think we elect dog catchers anymore, but if we did, I would not write in Mike Lindell's name for anything. Adam, is it okay to throw raw eggs at other vehicles when the driver is using their smart device and causing possible accidents? We used to egg for homecoming back in Hastings, and I'll think about bringing that back. What are your thoughts? As much as I am opposed to distracted driving, the rate at which it continues is ridiculous. So a guy the other day I'm following, he had his phone, both hands on the wheel, but he had his phone in between his two hands, and as he's steering, he's like watching something phone, just making it blatantly obvious. And while if I saw that individual get his car egged, I would probably chuckle. Unfortunately, I think that is probably illegal, so I don't advocate using illegal methods to combat illegal activity.
At the very least, you better have a passenger doing the egging, because if you're the driver and you're tossing eggs, you're just as distracted.
Absolutely. So, no, I do not want that to happen.
Plus, are you going out with just a dozen eggs in the car just looking for folks, or you just happen to have eggs there?
No. Full disclosure here, I was cut off one time coming back up north from ice fishing, and I don't know what happened. The people who cut me off must have mistaken me for a different vehicle that they had an interaction with, because these people were like screaming at me and giving me the finger, and then they started like throwing stuff back
at me.
Maybe
they heard the show.
Could be. But I will admit to this, I'm not proud of it, but I passed them then eventually, and I reached behind the seat. I had my bucket full of minnows. I reached in, grabbed a handful of minnows, rolled down the window, tossed handful of minnows onto the car behind me.
Wow.
Killing those, yes, I did. Innocent minnow lives were lost. Yes, and that, I'm sorry. That's the only real violent incident of road rage I've been involved in. I think the statute of limitations has run out.
Minnow abuse.
Adam, what's the strangest, oddest product you did a commercial for in your radio or television career? That's a great question. I don't want to disparage any of the, by the way, I could use one right now. As that tank is pretty empty right now, so if you're listening, you want to advertise a great product here on WCCO Radio. If you want to sponsor Ask Adam Anything, actually sponsor Dear Jordana, I'm open for that. It would probably be like a weight loss product where I was instructed to like take this tonic, and it was supposed to, you know, that was the key to weight loss. I don't think it was.
Take this tonic at 3 p.m. Yes. Don't eat anything before bed. And I swear, that tonic will just...
That was Dark Star. Body Solutions was the one back in the day. All you got to do is take a teaspoon at 6 p.m. and then don't eat anything for the rest of the night. And then wake up and don't eat anything until about noon. The weight will just come falling off. It'll melt off.
Ah, that tonic is amazing. Right. How does it do it?
Right. Adam, what is one last thing you want to sneak into summer before you turn the page into fall on September 8th? That's right, the Fall Classic, as I call it, the State Fair, soon to begin.
I say for you, fall begins, what, August 27th, right? Day one of the fair? Or
yeah,
do you
day
wait
one of the fair. I think the fair is fall. I think you're at the fair.
We've got nine more days.
Summer. Yeah, we got nine. So what am I going to do in the 9 days left of summer that I haven't done? You know, I haven't spent a lot of time at all on a lake this summer, which is really unfortunate. I hope to get some lake time in, but we'll see if it happens. You got any big last-minute things to do for summer? Now, you're kind of, you just did your week up at the lake, right?
Yep, spent a week at the lake, so got a lot of lake time there. Try to get it's not our boat, it's still the in-laws' boat technically, but try to get out there at least one or two more times.
Yeah.
We've accomplished a lot. It's actually been a fairly productive summer.
Good.
Getting to...
That's a good feeling, isn't it? When you wind down, you're like, wow, we did a lot this summer.
Maybe a water park trip.
There you go.
I haven't been to a water park in a long time. Do some slides with the kids. That'd be fun.
I haven't been to a water park in a long time either. Like a legit one.
Yes.
You know, you've been to the hotel ones where they might have a couple slides or a lazy river. I want to go to the one where that has the big wave pool. That, you know, kicks out the 4 or 5 foot waves.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Give me a lazy river.
I do like
just
a lazy
hang
river.
Hang on the lazy river.
Yep. Have maybe a little kind of rapids in it to get your heart pumping a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
More texts. Let's go. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more of your texts. If you want to call in to Ask Adam Anything continues on the other side of this break. Adam in for Chad on WCCO. Your Linda's Construction Time Check. That would be 12:54. Time to check and upgrade your roof with GAF Asphalt Shingles backed by a 50-year-old non-prorated warranty on labor and materials. They bounced their drummer too, huh? Guns N' Roses?
They did.
Steven Adler, was that their drummer?
That's correct.
Bummer. We continue. Sorry, Steve. We continue with Ask Adam Anything. Let's get to Mike here, who's called in. Mike, my friend, what is your question?
Howdy. Well, now that we own the Strait, what do you think about a nice fishing trip over
fishing
there?
Fishing trip. Let's go. How about the next governor's fishing over at the Strait of Hormuz?
There you go.
Yeah. I'm open.
Tuna, mackerel, grouper.
Right. We'll have shore lunch on Karg Island. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Let's rapid fire these questions. Adam, you're in the radio business. How many grooves in a 45 record? 45, maybe? I have no idea. Adam, do you shower in the morning or after work? Always in the morning. Adam, what's your shoe size? Usually an 11.5, but lately I think my feet have gotten larger as I've gotten older. I'm now like a 12 more often than I'm 11.5.
There is only one groove on each side of a 45 RPM record. There's one long, continuous spiral that starts near the outer edge, winds towards the center lip.
If I would have thought about that for a little bit, I probably would have figured that out.
Shame on you.
The needle always ends up in the middle. Adam, are you back into a parking spot or drive right in? I'm anti-backing in crowd. If I've got time to back in, I'm going to back in. If there's like 17 cars behind me, I won't. I'll try to pull in. But this hate of people who back into spots, I think it's ridiculous. What other do we get here? This is a good one. Adam, I recently caught a 29-inch walleye up in Canada. What's the largest you've caught?
Wow.
I've never caught a 30-inch walleye. I've had, I think, 2 29-3/4-inch walleyes. But the 30-inch is the magic number. In fact, there's a guy who was my fishing guide one year for the governor's opener, a guy by the name of Randon Olson, who was a fantastic guide. If you're ever in the Otter Tail area, look up Randon Olson. He's a great guide. He started a Facebook called the Not Quite Dirty 30 Club. People who are like me, who've been fishing walleyes their entire lives and never have cracked that 30-inch walleye.
The 30's the magic number.
30's like the magic number for a nice
any
walleye
angler.
Yep. And I've never caught a 30-inch walleye. So one of these days, hopefully, I'll finally get off that snide.
You couldn't just fudge it on the 29 3/4.
No.
Pull this.
No, I'm an ethical fisherman. Adam, if you could be any lead singer for any rock band, which rock band would you choose? Oh, I can't hit the high notes. So the Stones, maybe. Yeah, I can do the peacock walk, Mick Jagger. I'd have to think about that one a little. I wouldn't want to, but here's my answer. I wouldn't want to be the lead singer. Give me the skills to be a lead guitarist.
Okay.
That's what I want to do.
Let's picture you as a bass man.
I can do that too. Boom, 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 just boom, boom. Slapping the bass, just thumbing it. We will take a break. Back to the top story, Governor Walz and his executive order on the boundary waters and mining. We'll talk to former Governor Arnie Carlson, who obviously has always had some very strong thoughts about that. He'll join us after the news on CCO. Adam in for Chad.